Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. On this week's podcast, we'll be looking on the topic, God's love for us, and answering the question, how is it that God demonstrates his love for us? And also answering the question, how are we expected to love others? Our core scripture is taken from 1 John 4, verse 10. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be payment for our sins. Here's a thought. Have you ever waited on someone to love you? You admire them. You have deep affection for them, but it's one-sided. You may die before you ever receive that level of love you have for the person. But what do you do? If you stick around, we'll find out. The first thing we want to look at is, what kind of love does God expect from you and me? The first one is that God expects us to make sacrifices for others. According to 1 John 4:9, this demonstrates your love for the person. It also will save the person from future destruction, and it also helps to restore and build the relationship, according to Romans 5, verse 8 to 10. The second thing that God expects from us is that we must also commit ourselves to the person, according to Deuteronomy 7, verse 7, which means basically use your resources to help the person and also help the person to live a better life pleasing to God. And the last thing is that we're expected to produce fruit, according to John 15, verse 16. This kind of love can be described similarly to how a parent loves a child. Though the child's behavior may not be pleasing to you, but you still love them and help them. And that's it with God. He loves us like how a parent loves a child. He's patient with us, and he's always kind to us. He puts measures in place to show us his love. 1 John 3 verse 1 says, consider this, the Father has given us his love. He loves us so much that we are actually called God's dear children. And that's what we are. For this reason, the world doesn't recognize us, and it didn't recognize him either. So, who are we before we met Jesus? And how is it that we behave when we are receiving God's love? And according to Titus 3, verses 3, our attitude is stupid. We are misled and we're disobedient. What we did before we come in contact with God's love is that we are following all kinds of pleasures. And our emotional state is that we are mean, jealous, and we're hateful towards others, and we also hate ourselves. Ephesians 2, verse 4 and 5 says, but God is rich in mercy because of his great love for us. We were dead because of our failures, but he made us alive together with Christ. It is God's kindness that saved you. And you may be wondering what exactly that God did for us to save us. And it's very simple. One, he carried our sins in his body so that we could be free, according to 1 Peter 2, verse 24. And he also gave us God's approval by taking our punishment. He is the payment for our sins, and not only for our sins, but also for the sins of the entire world, according to 1 John 2, verse 2. This level of love helps us to meet the needs of the community. This level of love is loving beyond the understanding of others. God expects us to make sacrifices to demonstrate our love for others. He also expects us to remain committed to the cause. And if you think about it, God's demonstrated love for us despite whatever is happening and despite the situation around us, or despite how we treat and respond to him, he always there to lend a helping hand. He's always there. And if you think about what is it that we are expected to do in return, we are expected to love the same way, to make sacrifices, to always lend a helping hand, to be kind, to show mercy, and to be patient with those that we should be loving, which is our parents, co-workers, spouses, children, family members, and to be committed no matter what happens, no matter how persons treat you or how we treat them. How we should treat them is that we should always show and extend love. So something to think about this week. How are you treating your loved ones? Are you making sacrifices? Are you committed, you know, despite whatever is happening? And are you willing to take the time to produce fruit? Meaning to always ensure that your attitude is in line with what God wants. Something to think about this week. God bless you and one love. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com. Resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.